Rabbanin, the one that argues on Rabbi Gamliel and our Mishnah, Rabbanin Savri, their Shita is Yezika. They hold Yezika. So Rashi learns it's not really a question here. It doesn't have to follow, like the Gemara is going to say. Could be they both hold Yezika. But the Gemara's time means to ask, like Lechur, you could say that the Machlekes from Gamliel and Rabbanin have to do with Yezika. So maybe the Rabbanin hold Yezika. We mean to ask the question is like this. The Kotani Seifa, the end of our Mishnah, said like this. The same case applies b'shnei yevomin v'yevom achas. In the case where your brother only had one wife, and he died, and there are two brothers alive right now. So we say the same case, that they both could give a get and a get, and then you have to give chalitza to one, the chalitza of the one frees the other one. All you have to do is just give chalitza to one, that chalitza helps for the second one. So the chura leima tiyevet yufta the rabba bar baruna. If so, from our rabbonin should be a kasha to the din we had once before from rabba bar baruna. The yama rav, the yama rabba bar baruna amarav, because rabba bar baruna said over the name of rav that chalitza psula tzricha lachzera kol achin. In the case here also, we have one yevama, but there are two brothers, and in the case where one brother gave a get first. So now the chalitza he gives is called the chalitza psula. Because the chalitza he can't, if he wanted to, he couldn't make yibim anymore. Since he made a get first, he's also to be miyabim her. So the chalitza he gives, sir, is called the chalitza psula. And our Mishnah says, according to Rabbanan, all you have to do is just give one chalitza. So the chalitza that one gives helps the free for the other brother. That's not like Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says in the case where there are two brothers, and one brother gives the chalitza, but since that chalitza is called the chalitza psula, which means that if at the time when the brother gave chalitza, if he wanted to make yibum, he was not able to, like over here, since he first gave a get, midirabbanan get helps that he can't make yibum anymore. He could only make chalitza, so the chalitza that he gives is called the chalitza psula. So how come our Mishnah says the one chalitza helps for both of them? So the Gemara answers, oh, Maloch, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna himself is going to have to answer and say like this, that no, Bein le Rabba Gamliel, Bein le Rabbonin, Savri ain Zika. I tell you now, Mishnah, it's not totally the Machlegas whether ye Zika or ain Zika. Both of them could hold the sheet that really is ain Zika. The Rabbonin hold also ain Zika. Therefore, Fanakash and Rabba Bar Rav Huna. When does he say if one gives chalitza, it only helps for the second brother? When it's a chalitza ksherim, that's if you hold yezika. If you hold yezika, there's something very strong here, so you need a good chalitza to take it off. But if you hold that yeshita ain zika, so what's there is not so strong, even a less chalitza, chalitza psula, could take it off for both brothers. Therefore, it's no kasha on Rabba Bar Rav Huna. It's more something like this. For Ocha, like if so, if both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbanan both hold Ein Zika, what's the machlokes? For Yocha, v'get acha get, or maimer acha maimer kenef leget, like we had before, Stam. It's the machlokes when you have either your brother or two wives, or else there are two brothers alive now, and one brother makes a get first, and the second one makes a get. Or when you make a mimer on one and a mimer on the second one. That's the machlekes. So Gamliel holds, ain get acha get, ain mimer acha mimer. Like we had before, that if whatever's kind is kind of completely, the second one can't be kind of. And the Rabbanan say no, yesh mimer acha mimer. If you make a mimer with one, then a mimer with the second one, it's like you kind of both of them. And then after me, there is, you also to both kreivos. You can't marry either one of the relatives. Omama, before we have like this, also maime bezu, or maime bezu, in the case where your brother had two wives and he died, and there's one brother alive now, so this brother first made maime with one, and then he made maime on the second one. So Rabbi Gamliel, says, what's the eitzer is, noisen get l'rishayna, you have to give a get to the first one, v'chaylitzlo, and you have to give a chalitza. Because the second maimer taka means nothing according to Rabbi Gamliel. Ein maimer, racha maimer. But the first one that he gave maimer to, what you have to do now is, midrabbanan, the maimer was kindness, she's like your wife. So you have to give her a get to take away that maimer. And also, v'chilis lo, you have to give a chalitza. Now when you give a chalitza, or even after the maimer, for yasa b'kroivoseh, she was your wife, midrabonin, so you're also with a kroivos, or like any chalitza, time you give a chalitza, you're also to a kroivos. Or mota b'kroivoshniya. But with the second one, even though you gave her maimer, that's from Gamliel Shita, ain't maimer acha maimer, the second maimer means nothing, so it's like you made no kinyan at all in her, therefore you mutter to marry, therefore you mutter to a kroivos. You mutter the kroivos shniya. That's what we had before. So now the Gemara asked the kash, like we asked before, the Rashi spoke out, michti, let's see now. Kisava Rabbi Gamliel, what's from Gamliel Shita, ain't maimer acha maimer. When you give one maimer, then you give maimer to the second one, it means nothing. The second maimer is not koina. Whatever the first one is koina, it was koina completely. There's nothing left for the second one to be koina. So therefore, you're not also to the kravis for the second one. So it comes out now that all you made maimer really was with the first one. So the question is, if so, rishreina naimer tisyabim. How come you says you have to give her a get and give a chalitza? Why can't you be miyabama? That's the loch of the mal, when you make maimer with the yavama, then avad, you're allowed to be miyabma. There also, you made maimer with the first one. Even though you made maimer with the second one, that's nothing though, the second maimer. So all you're left with is just the maimer in the first one. So if so, why can't you be miyabma? So Gemarian says, what you have to say is, it's a gzera, dilma, osil, yavume, lishniya. We're afraid, since you made maimer with both of them, if we're going to tell you you're allowed to be miyabim the first one, people are going to think, just like you can be miyabim the first one, even though you gave a maimer, huadin, you can be miyabim the second one also. So therefore here it's exerim of the Rabbanan, that since you started up really with both of them, even though the second maimer is not koina, but lemaisi, you made maimer with both of them, people will know and people will think that after you made maimer, you could make beer with both of them, so therefore we made exerim here, you can't be miyabim either one of them. Therefore even the first one, you b'davka have to give her a get, and then you have to give a chalitza. Nothing more says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, that Rabbi Gamliel, the Shita of Gamliel now Mishnah. Ube Shammai, Shita's Be Shammai. For Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shita. Ube Nazai, his Shita. For Rabbi Nechemia and Nechemia Shita. Kula Svirulu. All these man yamim hold that Maimer Koine Kinyi Gomer. That Maimer is Koine a Kinyi Gomer. Doesn't have to mean Mamish. Mamish Kinyi Gomer. Rashi says, Legomer Mamish. And a Kinyi Choshev. They all agree that Maimer does something. Because according to Gamliel, that Maimer is Kain is not really your wife Midiraisa. It's only Kinyan Midirabonin. It's only Beishamai Shita that Maimer is Kain Midiraisa. But Akopon, what it means is, all these Mandiyam hold that the first Maimer is called a good Kinyan. It's called a Kinyan Gomer, it's called a Kinyan Choshev. The verse says, Rabbi Gamliel, Hodi Amorin. Rabbi Gamliel, that's how we said. That what he says, Takat Rashi, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. You give the first one maimer, then you give the second one maimer, it means nothing. Why? Alma, you see, choshev kama lemikne kol koyach maimer. When you gave maimer to the first one, you kind of completely like as much power as there is for maimer to be kind of, the first one was kind of all of it. So therefore, there's nothing left over for the second one. Therefore, the second one has no din maimer. So you see, the first maimer, there is a kinyan maimer. That's from the Gamliel Shita. Beishamai, where do we know Beishamai? Shita this night, we also learned before, in the case of Tzugmar Abayit also, Shloi Shachim, case we have three brothers. Shinayin Mehen Nesuyin Shtele Shtechois. Two of the brothers were married, two sisters. V'yechad Mufna, one wasn't married yet. Now, Meis Echad Mibali Achois. One of the two brothers who were married, the two sisters, one of them died. So now, when he died, his wife doesn't fall to one brother, because it's his wife's sister. But she only falls to the second brother, to the Mufna. The one that's not married, that wife, that sister falls to him. Now, V'yosu ba Mufna Maimer. What happened, let's say, is the Mufna, the one that wasn't married yet, made Maimer with his brother's wife, the Yivama. He didn't make Yivam yet, he only made Maimer. V'yachar kach meis ochiv asheni. And now the second brother dies. So really it depends, really now two sisters are fallen to the third brother, that the din should be, he should be also with both of them. There are chois of kukosla, it should be also with both of them. Beishamai says, the Beishamai Yomim, no, Ishto Yimai, Beishamai Yolz Maimer is called the Kinyan Gomer, Beishamai Shitri, she's Mamish, your wife, Midiraisa. So therefore, when you make Maimer with the first sister, that's your wife. That's called Ishtu Imoi. For Yalazu, now when your second brother dies, the second sister, Teitze Mishum Achois Isha, she does not fall to Yibim to you. She goes out free because she's called an Eva, she's called your wife's sister. So according to Beshama, Beshama Yalz Maimurus Koinri Kinyin Gomer. That's Beshama Shita. Beshama is the only one that says clearly the Shita that Maimurus Koinri Medirais, that's Mamish called the Kinyin Gomer. Rabbi Shimon, where's Rabbi Shimon Shita? The Tanya we learned like this. Omalu Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon said to Chachamim, "I bias rishon bia bias shniyein bia." The case over there is, well, let's say you had brothers. Rashi says, "The abia bismanchi betchilein achreklum." Then the Mekadesh is l'shein l'posa. Before Rashi, before Omalem Rabbi Shimon, Rashi says, "L'kama beperik yishurabo." It means ben teisha shon v'yei mechud. The other yavam, one of the brothers, was only 9 years old. Habua yivimtai. So now the first brother died. He was an older brother. He had a wife, and he died. So his wife falls liyibim, and all he had was just two brothers. Now one is only 9 years old. So habua yivimtai. He was boil liyavama for chazer abu ochav ben teisha shon v'yei mechud oleo. And then his second brother. I said were twins. Two twin brothers, both of them were only 9 years old. The second one lived with her. Halacha is Psula al Yodai. The second one passes her. Why? The Bias Ben Tisha Shnayim Kemaim Shavu Rabbanin. As Midiraisa, you have to be a Gadol to be Koina. A Bia Ben Tisha does not make Yibum. Midirabbanin, though, it's like Maimer. Just like the Rabbanin said, Maimer is a kinyan with Rabbanin, here also, if a kid is only 9 years old, Yavama, and he's Miyabim, his Yavama, if the Yavim is 9 years old, and he lives with the Yavama, it's with Rabbanin a kinyan. So therefore, both of them made these kinyanim with Rabbanin. For every little Maimer, Racha Maimer, implies like you made two Maimers here. Well, Megadesh is after the Shein, you post La'af ala Rishon. But the Rabbanin, she's clinging to both of them, and now she can't live with either one of them. Ki Rabbanin, the Yamri Yesh Maimer, Racha Maimer. Like our Rabbanan Shiti and our Mishnah holds as a Maimer Racha Maimer. That's what the Rabbanan said over there. And on this, Rabbi Shimon answers back and says, the Al Gemara says, Omalu Rabbi Shimon Achamim, in Bias Rishon Bia is Bia Sheni Ene Bia. Amonashach. If the older Bia from a Bentes makes his Kinyan of Midi Rabbanan like a Maimer, so that's it. In other words, the old, the first Maimer is Kaina, the second one means nothing. In Bias Rishon Ene Bia, is Bia Shnia Nami Ene Bia. If you want to say no, her Bia Spentes means nothing. It's not even like a Kenya Maimer, so it means nothing. So you see, Rav Shimon says a Monashach. If the first one is Koina, that's it. The second one's not Koina. So what do you see? For Bia Spentesha, the Kemaim Eshav, you Rabbonin. Midi, right? So if the kid, the Yavim is only, if the Yavim is only 9 years old, it means nothing. It's only Kenya Midi Rabbonin. It's like Maimer Midi Rabbonin. Hukama, still it says, Rabbi Shimon said, Eina Bia. The second Bia, the second Maimer means nothing. Because Rabbi Shimon also holds the Svara, that the first Maimer is a Kinyan, and that's it. Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, here also, Be Bia Ben Tisha is like a Maimer, Ein Bia Acha Bia. Ben Azai, where's the right word? Ben Azai Shitu is the Tanya, we learn like this. Ben Azai Yemen Ben Azai says, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. There is a Maimer after another Maimer. When? Bishnei Yevomin v'Yevom Achas. Only in the case where your brother died, had one wife, but there are two brothers alive now. So the two separate brothers, each brother can make his own Maimer with her, and each brother is also to a Kroivis. Abaviyein Maimer Acha Maimer Bishnei Yevomois v'Yevom Echad. That's when Azashit. It makes a difference. But in the case where your brother had two wives, and he died, and there's only one brother alive now. So there's one brother. If he makes Maimer with one, that's it. Ain't Maimer Acha Maimer. If he makes Maimer with the second one, it means nothing. You're not also to a Kroivos. So you see also, Ben Azai holds, in this case at least, that the first Maimer is Koina completely, and the second Maimer does nothing. So also you see such a swirl like that, that Maimer is Koina. Vaita Reb Nechemya, Reb Nechemya Shittu is the Tanam, but not like this. Rabbi Nechemya, Reb Nechemya says, Achas bila v'yachas chalitza. Whether you make bia with Yevama, whether you give chalitza. Bein b'tchila, bein b'yemsa, bein b'saif. Whether you made the bia first, or you made it in the middle, or you made it at the end. The klal is, ein achre klum. Nothing happens afterwards. That's from the Chen Yeshita. Now, V'yabiyu apsula dekemayim meshav yu rabbonin. He says, even when the bee is b'emtza, that means, let's say, first you gave a get to Yivama, and then you made bee with the second one. That's called the bee of psula. Still he holds what? Ein achre klum. If you make maimur on the third one, it's not chal. There's nothing after bee. Now, mid rabbonin, a bee of psula is kemayim meshav yu rabbonin. With the Rabbanan, both of them is like Koina, but not completely. With the Rabbanan. Uktani, and still we learned here, Ein Achre Klum, that after the Biyat Sula, nothing happens. Rashi says, V'ya Biyat Sula Kamayim Hashem Rabbanan, to lay Nofik Rene Beget, it doesn't help with Get alone, to Chabori Na Mechalit Lezi Kosai. In other words, the Biya means here like a Maimer, just like when you give Maimer. You talk a Koina with Rabbanan, but still you have to give a Chalitza. You have to give her a Get and Chalitza. The same thing when you make yibum bia, if it's a bia psula, it's not kind of completely to say you don't need chalitza, which midirayt, so that's the way it is. But midirabbanan, we say it's only like a maimer. To say what? That you have to give her a get, but you also have to give her chalitza. See, Rav Nachem Yeshita is that the bia psula is like a maimer, and still he holds, ain acha bia klum. Then when you make bia with the second one, then the third one, you make maimer, means nothing. Why? Because the second one is like a maimer. You see, also all this svara that maimer is kind of a kinyan gomer, afterwards you have nothing. So all these mandiyam hold a choshev azach that maimer has a kinyan, and the second one doesn't help. Bashenke, the rabbanon of our mishnah, is not like that. They hold, yesh maimer acha maimer. Now we learn, ketzad osa maimer. Where's the ketzad where we make maimer? So